And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the last show of 2016, ready to bring in 2017 with Mr. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be talking fishing here. You stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great-casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, last show of the new year, and what a perfect way to talk about fishing the whole year and having Carl on.
Yeah, indeed. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? Happy New Year.
Great. Happy New Year. Yeah, hard to believe. And this is it. This is the last day of 2016 headed into 2017.
I'll take a repeat. No problem. Straight across the board, I'll take a repeat.
From
no
a
problems.
Fishing standpoint, we'll take a repeat.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I like that.
Fishing standpoint, absolutely. Politically, no. But fishing, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take.
We'll do that. No doubt about it.
I'll take whatever else you throw at me if you can give me a fishing repeat. Yeah. No problem. I'll take it. I'll deal with everything you got if we have another year like this.
Yeah.
Or a better one.
Oh yeah. Okay. I like better.
Let's do it.
What do you think, Carl?
I'll take better.
What's your forecast?
I think repeat of the bluefin again. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna say we'll get a few albacore this year.
Okay.
I think that's lining up to be correct. Yellowtail fishing at the up and down the coast, I don't see that going anywhere. And our normal yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado in the summertime.
So. Wow.
That sounds like a good year to me, man.
I'm all over that. Yeah. I mean, so. Crazy, though, you know, the water's cooler right now.
It is. It definitely has
been in last year. Last December, we were looking in the low 60s, mid-60s, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was that about what it was in December? Now we're at 58. 59, something like that.
It's kind of where it's supposed to be.
Where it's supposed to be.
We're back to where we're supposed to be, I think.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, though, with it being cool like that, I know this is how it always goes. You know, there's ebb and flow, and there's times when it's great and times when it's not. But right now, our whole coast is so jugged with food everywhere.
Unbelievable.
I mean, red crab and big mackerel and big bait balls everywhere. I mean, it is, at least in the little area that we get to fish in, you know, I mean, it is everywhere. I mean,
and I think it's spread out up and down the coast.
Too. Yeah.
But sure, that red crab is everywhere again,
mm-hmm.
just like last year.
Yeah. The food is there. You know, we always say that same thing. Like, the fish only know a couple of things. They know condition and food. And as long as they got those, they're happy and they're coming. And, boy, we sure got good condition and good food right now.
Yeah, we're ready for it. What's going on at Fisherman's Landing?
We're just getting ready for all the different shows that are coming up for this upcoming year. I'll be going to Sacramento and Portland here. Then we're just getting ready for the charter season, so we're trying to get people to book their charters. I know some of the boats are filling up fast already. And we got the Liberty out running, trying to get them out every day, and the Dolphin half-day fishing. I mean, they even had a hook. They got landed one yellowtail and hooked two or three the other day.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, on the Dolphin. And
nice.
Liberty had a handful of yellowtail. So he's trying to make it out, and very good rock fishing and red fishing at the islands right now.
Yeah, been
cool.
Very, very good.
This is a cool time of year to go ride all the boats, too. I know the Dolphin and Liberty both, when you get it this time of year, is when the boats are just out of their maintenance period. The boats are looking so good right now. You know, just they take the time to, you know, it's one of the few times a year when those guys shut down to be able to do all the cosmetic stuff and do all the cool creature comfort add-ons and all the things that they do, and I know obviously, Liberty, we all heard about that. I know the Dolphin did a couple of major projects this year, too, so the boats are just looking so nice right now.
Yeah, really clean. And Liberty Pacific Queen, or actually Pacific Queen's online to do day and a half, right?
Yeah, the Pacific Queen will be leaving every Friday night, Colonnette trips, leaving at 7 p.m., and if they fill up, the Liberty will be going on there also. So, like, this Friday night, the Queen's already sold out. Drew's really got that thing rolling really well. I know he's looking good for all of January for the most part. And if he sells out, Taro's going to go fishing Colonnette, also leaving Friday night, $325. That includes your visa and your Mexican permit. Valid passports needed.
That's rad.
So Taro really wants
on
to get down there.
On this Friday.
He is.
And there's already... Oh, good.
He needs... He's got like 8 or 9 people. He needs about 6 more people to make it a definite go. So give us a call.
Oh, they'll get there.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So.
No doubt.
The weather's right and everything like that.
Yeah,
so.
The weather looks really nice for this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's already been a couple of boats that have poked their nose around Colonnette and already seen really good fishing.
Yeah, I think one boat had 50-plus yellowtail, and the other boat that was down there the following day had 30 yellowtail, give or take, somewhere in there.
Nice.
So
and that really good cod, too.
Oh, lean cod and reds. You can't go wrong.
So you leave Friday night, you fish all day Saturday, and then you're back Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Wow.
Yep.
Fun trip.
Sign me up.
I know.
Sign me up.
I know Rick and I have done a couple of those trips together.
We can't go. We have to work.
Oh, man.
And those are really fun trips. In my personal opinion, for the time of year, they're as fun as you can get.
Yeah. They really, I mean, yeah. You're in the middle of the winter. The dead of winter. California.
Flat calm.
And you're catching yellowtail and... big reds and lingcod. It's so much fun.
Well, and you got to remember, the first bluefin was February on the Pacific Queen, where they're down.
Ooh.
They just stuck their nose out when they went up to the high spot. One guy caught a bluefin. That
caught the yo-yo jig, right?
Yep.
That's so
first
cool.
First bluefin, you never know.
Yeah, wow. So. Pretty good. So what else? Of course, long-range season's in full swing at Fisherman's Landing.
Full swing. All the boats left the day after Christmas. The RP and the Shogun get back today, and I believe they both leave tomorrow again. I think the Shogun might be on a 6-day. If they have one trip left, they might be done for the year. Then the RP leaves on 15, 16-day trip or something like that.
Nice.
Yep.
And good long-range fishing, too. Just everything is everything's clicking right along.
A lot of
loops
still biting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. How cool is that, too, that this late into the year, you know, when we're talking about cods and, you know, yellowtail, you forget that there's still world-class yellowfin tuna fishing to be had only a couple hundred miles from home.
Yeah. What about that Alejos Wahoo? Did you guys clean it out on the Royal Star, or is it still happening?
I don't know. I haven't checked the boat sites in a couple days, and I'm sure we'll hear from the boys some point later in the show. But you know how that place is. It always reloads. But I know for the time being, we definitely had the last little bit of cream that was there. But nobody would be surprised if that place didn't, you know. I think what happened was after our trip, we got that little hit on them. The next round of trips found cooler water there, so some cold water moved in. You know how those things are. They boogie right out. So I think we had it, but nobody would be surprised if that place didn't reload and bite again.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they're all headed down to Hurricane and the buffer zone and that kind of stuff there, and so we'll just catch them down there.
You got it, man.
Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt. So Fisherman's Landing, what's the schedule like? If somebody wants to go fishing today, what would be the schedule at Fisherman's Landing?
Today we still would have the half-day boat online, I believe, depending on the weather for today. I know there's a lot of rain, so he might have canceled for today. Then we're back at it tomorrow, you know. Dolphins online tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning,
okay,
and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Monday morning, we start everything on Liberty's online.
To go three-quarter day
fishing at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Go maybe catch some yellowtail and some great rock fishing. And then 6:30 and 1 o'clock for the dolphin all the way through the week. And then Taro and the Pacific Queen will be leaving at 7 p.m. Friday night.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good fishing. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. Bring us your favorite year-end story. What was your highlight of 2016 this year in your eyes for our fishermen here? Kelly, tell us your favorite fishing story for 2016. Tell us your success on one of the boats out of Fisherman's Landing, and ask Carl some questions about what's going on over there.
Yeah, you want to talk about another guy that's been in this a long time. I've known Carl since before, you know, since we were in high school, and, you know, a fishing tackle expert for sure. You know, we worked together at Fisherman's Landing Tackle for a lot of years, and Carl bailed on us because, you know, his boat was supposed to be out to sea, and has done a lot of time on a lot of our different sport boats up and down the coast, from local all the way to long range, and then obviously now running things behind the counter at Fisherman's Landing. We're stoked to have him, a certain wealth of knowledge, and yeah, we want to hear from you this morning. You got a question of Carl, you want to tell us a story, you want to have fun, be part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. There are two ways that you can reach us, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking your phone calls, not only is Carl going to be answering your questions, we also have such a great prize to finish out a year of unbelievable, awesome prizes, thanks to such a great sponsor and great friends of ours, and that's Maui Jim Sunglasses. And one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a brand new pair of the Red Sands. It's an awesome pair of Maui Jims. It's a matte black frame with a brand new blue Hawaii lens. It's a blue mirror coating that provides a stylish new look. The lens material is that Maui Pure, which is a super, super lightweight glass material. They're just awesome. I love that pair of glasses.
And these Red Sands are really a cool look, too. They're really a nice look. And they don't make the new Blue Hawaii in a lot of frames.
Right.
This is one of the key ones.
You'll be
perfect
stoked.
For fishermen.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice pair of shades.
Yeah, that completes our complete sweep of every week, giving away a pair of Maui Jims for every week of December.
And so cool.
Thanks to Mike and all the guys over at Maui Jim for providing that. It was a holiday month, and he said, let's just give away a pair every week.
That's
last
rad.
One for the week. But the good news is they're back for next year, and we'll have a few more pair to give away next year.
I love it. Well, again, if you want to get your shot at those glasses, your shot at being a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and your chance, talk to Captain Carl, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about Western Outdoor News this week. Speaking of year in review, Looking Back is kind of the title of theirs. And you open up the Western Outdoor News year in review. And there's Rock Cod
Rick.
Right,
look
there.
At that.
In fact, he's in there twice.
That's cool.
With the same picture. In fact, your boat partner Neil Barber on the Parker there from West Coast Marine. That was a big week. Now, you got that this year, right?
That was this year, yeah.
Yeah.
We had,
how did that change your life?
Well, the Parker, technically, we got at the very end of last year.
Okay.
So we're just pretty much completed having the boat for a year, and it changed things a bunch, man.
Yeah.
We fished a whole lot before in the smaller center console before.
I know, because I bought that
from
Neil,
you know,
and that's my surf buggy. It's like, I go out there, I go to the point, like, that's as far as I want to go on this boat, you know? But you used to go offshore on this
thing. Pete bought Neil's old boat that we used to fish.
The 19-foot Triumph.
Yeah, we used to fish everywhere in. And then when Pete comes back from surfing, he just looks at this, shakes his head, like, you guys are nuts, man. You're absolutely nuts. Like, going to the point is as long range as I want to go. Yeah, we went everywhere that little boat would take us. But having the new Parker from West Coast Marine, it's just such a game changer.
Yeah.
The boat's big and comfortable, and we got range. And talk about a year to have a boat like that, you know,
ultimate.
I mean, there was unbelievable fishing within 50 miles of the coast all year long, and I got a boat partner that's ridiculous, insane about wanting to fish all the time, and I'm the same way. I mean, you give me a day off, that's the only thing we wanted to go do, and it was just an awesome year.
Well, you're not as ridiculous as him.
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah. No, he's not an idiot.
No, he is. He, say what you want, man. He's crazy.
Yeah. He's a maniac.
Yeah, he's a maniac, for sure.
So how many 100-pound plus bluefin tuna were caught on that park?
27. We had
27.
Yeah, we had 27 over 100 and 11 over 2 for our year this year. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
My goodness.
And
sounds like a long trip.
Yeah. Good. Just in all cool ways. You know, we got to be on it really cool. For this, a cool stat from this year: for the second year in a row, I caught my first bluefin tuna on April Fool's Day. You know,
wow.
So that was the first bluefin we had on our boat, was on April 1st, and then just stayed with it all the way throughout the year, and got to watch the whole bite progress from when we were, you know, they were all up and foaming and splashing around, and we were catching them on surface irons and mega baits, and then watched it, you know, progress into the popper fishing, and then that popper fishing stayed so good all year long, and then that moved into the mackerel fishing, and then yummy flyer fishing, and just all of the things that happened this year. It was like I said, 2016, as far as fishing goes, it was one of the greats.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I can imagine. I'm going to ask you this question, but I can imagine one of the highlights of 2016 was certainly getting that Parker from Kevin over at West Coast, but then equipping it and getting it rigged up. But what is the highlight in Rock Cod Rick's year? I mean, you got a lot of nice fish. What was the highlight? Can you pin one down?
A lot of nice fish for sure, and I got super lucky and very fortunate to get to take advantage and have that West Coast Marine Parker and all the things. But it was that big bluefin that we got, and
the one in Western Outdoor News.
Yeah, that was my highlight fish. No question about it. And we'd caught bigger fish, but just the way that all happened, it was the first. I think it was the first 200-pounder that happened on a popper, and it was before we kind of refined our tackle a little bit, so it was majorly undergunned gear. I was with some of my best buds, and I'll just real quickly recount that story. So we were running to an area that we were planning on fishing, and I always chuckle when people say, oh, you know, it's this and not that, and I was that guy, and I'll tell you exactly what the story was. We're running, and I think Neil found a bird's call. Oh, there's a spot of birds. And, you know, we're kind of running towards it. He's from a long ways away with just the eyeballs. We get a little closer. And I was the guy that said the bonehead move. I'm like, oh, no, that's porpoise. You know, that's porpoise. They're too big. You know, they're pushing too much whitewater. That's not fish. That's porpoise. And sure enough, we get closer. And it was a spot of straight cows. I mean, it was a big spot of fish, and they were straight cows. And I think we hooked six fish out of that spot. At one point, we had four going. Every one of these things were big giant ones. You know, who knows? They're all, I mean, they were 175 to 300 pounders. And I think we hooked, at one point we had four going at once.
Oh.
You know, there was four of us on the boat. We all had one going, and you know, as they do. One guy got burned off. This guy got burned off. We got spooled. And we got down to just having Neil and I each having one. He pulled on his for about 45 minutes, and it chewed through. And I got mine at about an hour and a half. We got lucky enough to get it. And the stars just aligned.
And those are
fish.
All on poppers.
Everything on poppers, yeah.
And how long was the rod you were pulling on that 205 pounds?
It was 10 feet long.
10 feet long.
You know, it was one of those.
You would probably recall this too, Carl. I think he hurt for like 2 weeks after that.
Oh, dude.
That. He was walking around almost crippled.
Like for real hurt.
Yeah.
So
you needed to go to the chiropractor.
Yeah, so you remember the craziness story, too, with what happened the day before. Neil had that giant fish that got stolen from us off the dock with
the sea lion. Yeah.
And like I had like done battle with that sea lion trying to get our fish back, which we did. We played for keeps. And we got it. And I at one point, I had a gaff in our bluefin, and the sea lion had a hold of it and ripped me down like... I got basically jerked into our bow rail, like, really hard. Like, I had this gnarly black and blue bruise, like, across my chest. So I was jacked up to begin with.
Ready.
And then I pulled on that stupid long rod for an hour and a half, and that thing...
That was the next day?
The next day, yeah. Like, it was so, you know, Neil and those guys had such a good day the day before. He's like, we gotta go. Like, yeah, you're right, we're going. I'm calling in sick, whatever, we're making it happen. And went and caught that fish, and it did. It jacked me up. It jacked me up so bad.
How
worth it? Oh, 100% worth it.
Got.
The raddest fish. Oh, who cares about the press? Look at that fish, dude. I just want to take a picture with that thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. So that was my highlight fish for
Gotta
sure.
Be.
Coolest fish, coolest way to catch it on the long rod and with my best buds and on my own boat. It was just all those things, like all the stars aligned, and it was the most awesome.
Yeah, cool.
So much fun.
All right, well, let's hear your highlight out there. 858-457-1090, open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We got so much to do, lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are getting packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 858 area code 457-1090, or you can call us free, 877-792-1090. That one's getting packed up, but I will tell you there is a local phone line open right now, 858-457-1090.
All right, you want to get through, there is your chance. Talk to Carl about Fisherman's Landing, about the Liberty, about the Dolphin, about one of the long-range trips, or tell us a great story.
You got it, man. Sounds good. Why don't we start it off in San Diego this morning? Talk to Dick. Dick, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started here.
Good morning, fellows, and Happy New Year.
Happy you too, New Dick.
Good morning, Dick.
Looking forward to another record-setting year. I have two questions, but first, the highlight of my year was the Wounded Warrior trip that Friends of Rollo and Captain Frank Lopresti sponsored on board the Sea Watch out of Seaforth. It's just really heartfelt. I think everybody that goes on the trip and works with those guys and gals, is better for the experience. And so, thanks to everyone who has supported that trip in the past, especially Friends of Rollo, who they really make an effort to pull the trip together. And then the crew on board the Sea Watch is just fabulous. So, that's my highlight.
That's
awesome.
A good
well
one
said,
too.
Dick. That's great.
Really, and I got to go on one of those trips with you, Dick. It was really, really a great time.
And Friends of Rollo, right behind it, and a good organization to support. They're top notch. Two questions. Rick, you said you use megabaits for the big tuna, and I didn't realize that, and I'm wondering how you rigged them. And then, Carl, if you could talk a little bit about the spots that the Liberty fishes in our local waters.
Sure. I'll start. Take the second question. Well, for the most part, the Liberty is going to be the primary three-quarter day boat out of Fisherman's Landing. Springtime, summertime, that's going to probably be the Coronado Islands, the Mexican coast, say, from Oceanside all the way down to almost the Ensenada. I mean, the boat can cruise up to 12 knots or so, so he's got a big range, probably 50 miles one way or another. And then off during the summer, late summer, early fall, he'll be fishing offshore if that tuna gets close enough. He probably fished more offshore this year than he did at the actual islands, fishing the yellowfin and the bluefin and stuff like that. And then he'll be taking 58 passengers when he's at the islands, and I think it's 50 people or 52 people offshore, 48 people, something like that. Then during the winter, yeah, just the local banks for rock fishing. Obviously, this time of year, first of the year, we always get a good shot of that nice grade yellowtail at North Island. I know he made it all the way down to the rock pile. I believe that's where he had his three or four yellowtail the other day. So a very good sign there.
Cool thing about the Liberty, too, is a three-quarter day boat with bunks.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Has that changed? Yeah. Are people enjoying that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I bet over 50% of the people get a bunk.
Yeah, you have to buy the bunk. It's an extra $5. But you have a place to go throw your gear. You have a place to go lay down on the way out, on the way back.
Huge.
Why wouldn't you?
The thing is so cool.
I can't believe 50% don't do it.
Well,
right?
Well, the cool thing about it, I mean, like during this time of year, probably not a lot of people take advantage of it because you're fishing within 45 minutes to an hour of when you actually leave the dock or the bait receivers. But during the summer, you know how you might be traveling 30, 35 miles, which is a 3 or 3.5 hour boat ride
right.
before you start fishing. And the guys that are coming from L.A., that's a two. I mean, you could really catch up on some sleep.
Yeah.
And on the way home, those guys get back late sometimes. And you get a 2 or 3 hour nap in, so when you're driving back up to L.A. or Oceanside, you're ready to go. And you wake up, you don't have to worry about your fish. It's all taken care of. The RSW fish, you know.
Just tell them what you want.
Exactly. Like, go crash out.
Yeah.
The thing that's so cool about the Liberty being a three-quarter day boat is it's a high-class three-day boat that runs three-quarter days. You know what I mean? Sonar, RSW, bunk rooms, crazy good food. I mean, true long-range style bathrooms and showers that are inside. Like, it's a very, very nice multi-day boat that happens to be the three-quarter day ride out of San Diego.
And to shift it to a day and a half, it's no problem.
Not a problem.
Change it on the schedule. You got just a super quality boat.
Yeah, all new electronics, you know, for fishing offshore for tuna and stuff.
Basically
like that.
A brand new boat.
It is. I mean, for the guys that have ever fished maybe the Freedom and the Grande, which are the sister ships of it, you know what what the boat is.
A big boat.
It's a big boat and completely remodeled. And it still has some more remodeling to do over the next couple of years. So it's still in work in progress. But, I mean, giant bait capacity, RSW. I mean, the cook, Sarah on the Liberty, the cook, she cooked on the American Angler for many, many years. I don't know exactly, but... for that, so you know you're getting...
Chef.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you know the food's top quality.
And that is definitely something to talk about, the food on there. It is not standard boat food, which, don't get me wrong, I'm a boat food guy. I grew up eating a greasy boat burger. But you can roll on the boat and get salads and wraps and Wagyu beef burgers. I mean, it's like next level all the way across the line. It's so good,
exactly.
Man. It's
pretty,
so good.
Pretty cool. Now, what about your question there, Rick?
Megabait-wise, we did a lot of fishing when those things are balled up on anchovies, and you're right that the hooks that come on a megabait do need to be swapped out. I would say
Or Colt Sniper.
Going to say was if you're fishing a megabait, you need to swap the gear. If you fish a Colt Sniper, those come with a really good hook and a better split ring.
And you don't need to swap.
Which you don't need to swap out. If you're fishing those real big ones, though, say when the fish are starting to approach and get in excess of 50 pounds, I don't think that the treble hook is not strong enough that comes on the Colt Sniper because it's a really good hook. But just the nature of wanting a bigger bite in that fish, a single hook, in my opinion, is a better way to go. And I swap the hooks out. When I'm not because I think the hook on the Colt Sniper is inferior, just because I want a bigger hook, and I really like that Gamakatsu 4 extra strong octopus hook, like a 7-0, same one we fish Wahoo with.
Yeah.
Sea
bass.
Yeah, exactly. I like a number 7 split ring and that like 7-0 size octopus 4 extra strong hook by Gamakatsu.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Speaking of sea bass, how about a week from today we start the new year right with Captain Brandon Hayward from One Man Charters and the Bite Journal. So
I'm pretty sure that guy could catch a 50-pounder in the bay or in a bathtub or something.
Right?
That guy just, like, has them figured out.
I think that they'd have to have, like, who's more of a maniac fisherman, Neil or Brandon?
Well,
they're pretty neck and neck, dude.
I can assure you they're neck and neck because, obviously, Neil's my roommate, and, like, it's a nightly occurrence. You know, you leave the house watching, you know, Deadliest Catch or something, you hear, you know, phone ring, it'll be those two, you know, back and forth. Oh, you know, caught this up here. Okay, I caught that down there. Okay, I'm coming down. Okay, I'm coming up. You know, I mean, those two spend a lot of time.
That'll be a good one next
Saturday.
That's
going to be really
fun.
Sure.
No
doubt.
So you want to be sure to tune in to the first show of 2017 because that will be a good one. And we'll be back to our regular pattern next Saturday and Sunday, too. We'll be on both 7 and 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. No show tomorrow, New Year's Day. We just figured we're going to give you the New Year's off. And ourselves, and allow you to. I'm not quite sure what they play here. Adam, is it just ESPN Radio or something? Yeah. So no replays or anything. You're just going to hear about football tomorrow.
Hey,
so
that don't sound bad to me,
day.
Baby.
Yeah.
It's a big football day tomorrow. Yeah, last day of the season.
Just sleep in.
All happening.
Let that rum get away a little bit.
Yeah,
watch some football.
Yeah.
Hang out on the couch. It's going to be a nice day.
So no show tomorrow. We'll be back to our regular schedule. 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, of course, Brandon Hayward. And then next Sunday, we're going to have Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com, which will be fun. Ollie can talk about all his adventures with his new show, which is just
local
a
knowledge.
Great show.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Show. Really, really great. So that'll be a good one next Saturday and Sunday. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dick. Happy New Year to you. Hey, Carl, got a question for you. We asked Ricky what the highlight for 2016 was. What about you?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a whole lot of fishing in because I had a new kid and everything.
Well, that got to be a
I was
going to
say, dog, that's
right?
What you say. That was my highlight.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I had a baby girl. She will be a year old Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
started that's the new year off right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that was definitely my highlight, fishing highlight. The cool thing about being there at night is seeing all the boats that came back, not only the sport boats, but all the private boaters that came to Fisherman's Landing and weighed in 200-pounders or 150-pounders, 225.
You got to see and weigh a lot of fish.
Almost on a nightly occurrence from when that big stuff started to really bite till all the way up to Halloween. I mean,
wow.
Almost every single night someone was coming in with a 200-pounder. Either it was the Queen, the Condor, the Prowler, any of the charter boats, the private boat. Hey, can we use your scale? And I'm always, yeah, as long as we have, if we're not too busy for you, bring it down and we'll weigh it up for you. And just the amount of 200-pounders or big fish that came across
just
the
scale.
Wow,
huh? Is crazy. What was, do you remember the biggest one you weighed?
I think the biggest one that we weighed was 228.
228.
Yep.
That's a nice
and
one.
And I can't remember what the Queen's biggest one was. I know they had one that was up there. I didn't, I wasn't
no, they
there.
Had a 250.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that one, but yeah.
A lot of big fish.
A lot of big fish. I mean, it was like, some
cow
days,
fishing local waters.
Yeah, I mean, watching a long range boat come in. It's crazy. I mean, the Queen came in from a 2.5-day or 2-day trip, and they have it lined up on their website. 150 pounders of 210 or 220.
Tied up across the stern,
yeah.
Just
yeah,
like coming back from our old Polaris back in the day.
Yeah.
It's on their website.
I believe it's on their website.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Wow, that's good. Those are a couple of good highlights,
yeah.
There, Carl. Yeah, especially with the kid.
Yeah,
congratulations,
I mean,
on that.
Thank you. That was
1 year old already.
She's already a year old, believe
wow,
it or not.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
All right, hey, when we come, we're gonna find out what's biting out there right now. It's time to find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Cast man.
Hey, buenos dias. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. And I hope everybody's doing fine. And I hate to think about it. Man, another year just slid by.
It did, didn't it, Castman? But we had so many great adventures with the Castman again. And looking forward to more, no doubt. But the one thing is, Ricky, did you get your tamales yet?
Gosh, you know, I mean, I was home all day, too,
yeah.
The last few days. I haven't
yeah.
seen that tamales yet. I
mean,
I know Cass wouldn't do us dirty
no,
like that. You know,
exactly.
So I know it's got to be a postal
yeah.
thing. It's holiday time.
Absolutely.
Shipping takes a little longer because
yeah.
I know Cass man wouldn't do us
he
like
wouldn't,
that.
You wouldn't, like, eat
no.
a tamale.
No way.
Hey, I had UPS deliver them. They left them on your front step, but you know how these thefts are going nowadays. You know, I can't hold up to that.
Not
right,
on the streets
well,
anymore, Cass.
Send me that tracking number, Cass man, and we'll see if we can find them.
All right, man, you'll get it. Anyway, listen, I just want to thank the guys that give me my reports throughout the year. We got Baja Bob Lewis down there at La Playita. We got Eric Brixton of Gordo Banks Pongas, and, of course, our main man, Larry Edwards of Cortez Yacht Charters, who supplies the fish reports to me. And just wishing everybody a fantastic fishing year, 2017. I think you're going to see things really turn around in the Mexican waters. And I just think with La Nina coming, I think we're going to see a really, really good fishing year. And I wish everybody the best. And you guys going out tonight, be safe. Let's say it's a lot cheaper to call a taxi than to try to drive. And just be calm, be cool, and have a good 2017, and I'll talk to you guys next year.
Castman,
wow.
Unreal year, and it always blows me away, too. You know, we kind of brush over it, and, you know, it's very cool you saying that, you know, thanks to all the guys that provide you the reports, because you report every week on a huge section of Mexico. I mean, all the time, mainland and Baja and Sea of Cortez and everything that's going on, and I think it's very, very cool that every weekend we can tune in and literally in a five-minute synopsis, find out where the Baja is biting, what time of year, and it's just awesome. And I really, really enjoy all your reports. I enjoy fishing with you and talking to the girls at the office and everything that Cast Tours does. And, man, I just want you to know how much I appreciate a year of fun, too.
Same goes here, Cast Man. Thanks for all the great trips you line up for us and our listeners. And the great work the girls do in the office. Every time I send somebody, like somebody goes, I'm going to Cabo. What do? Call Cast Tours.
First phone call
I'm
you
going
make.
To Zihuatanejo. What do? Call Cast Tours. I'm going to Cancun. What do? Call Cast Tours.
Or wherever. I had buddies going to Costa Rica this year. First thing, like, you got to call Cast. This is the guy that knows where to go. Yeah, Christmas Island.
Yeah, Christmas Island. Yeah.
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 Anyway, thanks. Hey, thanks for all the support, guys, and I'll talk to you guys next year.
Thanks Cass, man. Happy New Year to you and the girls, too, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump on those phones.
You got
858-457-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Red Sands, the Maui Jim sunglasses with the new blue Hawaii lens. I just love those lenses. Check it out.
All right. Well, hey, let's next up talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you guys need to ship those tamales FedEx. I can guarantee you'll get
them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Matt's definitely our FedEx guy at the landing. What's up, Matt?
Not much. Hey, I was just calling in with my highlight for 2016. Had to be fishing at Guadalupe Island on the Royal Star. Never fished there before. Can't wait to get back there next year. And
we lost him.
There. I don't know what happened there. It just cell dropped or something like that. But, yeah, Guadalupe, the opportunity to go down and fish that magical island. I got to do it for the first time in 10 years or something this year. Unbelievable.
So cool.
So cool.
It's one of the coolest places to fish. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. To have an opportunity to catch.
Okay. Yeah. So
we've got Matt back.
Got Matt back. All right, Matt. Sorry about that. Continue.
Okay, and I'm going to get a new carrier for 2017.
I will.
What the heck? Okay, so Guadalupe Island, absolute highlight. Got a personal best. It took over 100.
Woo, sweet.
Just a magical place to fish. So glad that Tim and all those guys did all that legwork to get us in there, and I hope we can stay in there. And just had so much fun with that. My question was, going back there again, I've picked up a Avett Raptor HX, and you guys can give me some insight on this because you've never steered me wrong, and that is a rod for it. I'm thinking maybe like a 775 XH or maybe another rail rod like I had before with the Shimano. What do you think?
Carl?
I think you're right on there. The XH might be a little heavy, or maybe just going to the H would be a really good one. The Shimano Therese rods, the rail rods, those seem to be really nice. They actually finally got that right, I think,
yeah,
for the most
love
part.
That rod. Mm-hmm.
They're really nice. Or the Seeker, like a 1x3 or something like that would be very ideal for right there, you know. The extra heavy might be just a little overkill, but, I mean, you hook the fish on there, and especially if the sharks there are a problem, you got the backbone to get that in. The fishing fast.
Yeah, so either the X or the XH.
I think so.
Yeah, either one.
XH or just the standard H.
H.
Or the standard H. I couldn't agree more. I think you're right on. And a little bit of that, too, comes down to the person, too. You know, Matt being, you're a big guy, it might be a little easier for to pull on a heavy rod. And somebody else might be, the right rod sometimes needs to get matched to the right person. But I think that your head and I couldn't agree more with Carl's decision. I think that that's the beauty of it is, you kind of narrow down just like that. You know, Carl rattled off four or five rods, and all of those are, quote-unquote, right for the size reel and the type of fish you're doing. So then it comes a matter of grabbing all four or five of those, going down to a shop and pulling on each one of them, because everyone pulls on you different, and you pull on the rod different. You know, the rod that I like might be different than the one that Carl likes, which might be completely different than the one that Pete likes, but all of them are 80-pound rods, or all of them are 100-pound rods. So, you know, they're all right. It's just finding one that's comfortable for you. And you don't need to be an expert to know what's right. You just need to pull on them. And literally, you know, Carl will line up all four of those rods and be like, okay, all of these are right for the size of fish, and you're going to do it. Now pull on them and tell me which one feels more comfortable while you're pulling on it.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, it's been very busy. Toll-free is totally packed up, but we do have an open phone line. It's 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost 4 decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get your chance, talk to Carl and your shot at winning those awesome Maui gyms, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the only line that's open right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You just heard that spot for Journeyman Sport Fishing. Captain Russell and Neil down there on that incredible, beautiful Journeyman down at Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I can't believe we still have one spot left on that 2.5-day trip to go fishing.
I know.
On January 15th. Leave Sunday, January 15th. We leave that night, fish all day Monday, all day Tuesday in the cow zone in Cowtown, Puerto Vallarta.
And it's biting right now. Biting. Like, it is biting.
It is biting really well. I mean, lots of big ones. Lots and lots of big ones. And then you're back Wednesday. You can either hang out in Puerto Vallarta for a day or two, or you fly home that afternoon. And you get to be in Cowtown for like a quick little hit there.
There is no question it is the best use of time if you want to fish big ones. That boat, that style of fishing, you fly in, you leave the same, you know, the boat takes off the same day that your flight arrives, and you fly home the same day it gets back to the dock. Or, like you said, you extend your trip out and hang out for a while. But, I mean, there's no way. You're just boom, 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 in, out, in pulling on giant fish.
So you want to go pull on some giant fish with me, January 15th, three-day trip. It leaves Sunday the 15th, comes back Wednesday morning, and then you can fly out that afternoon or stay in Puerto Vallarta for a couple days. They actually have really good rates at the hotel where they dock the boat, too, which is a really nice resort right there. JourneymanSportFishing.com, or you can go on our website, hookup1090.com. On the trips page, all the details are there. I know we sold a couple more spots on Rick's trip in March, so there's one or two spots left on that 3.5 day in March. But right now, up for grabs, that one spot on Journeyman. It's a total of six. I'm number six on the boat, so we're not overload. We're not adding an extra one. Six people max. They included all the tackle on our trips, which they normally charge $100, $150 for, including all the tackle. So you don't even have to bring your tackle.
It's so
they
rad.
Have first-rate tackle on the boat.
Just show
so
up.
All you have to do is bring your clothes and show up.
Backpack.
Who wants to go?
I do. Yeah, right here.
Yeah,
right here. I'm in.
Too.
I'm
me
in.
Too. Okay. Let's go. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, they're definitely packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. This time, we're going to talk to Grant. Grant Connors from San Carlos. What's up, Grant? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, boys. How's everybody?
Doing
great.
Awesome,
Happy
Grant.
Year,
good morning.
Man.
Good morning. Hey, I have one highlight. We had a lot of highlights, but I go back to that yellowtail that was off the beach down there off of Rosarito in May, and how we started off that season with all that anchovy down there that I've never seen in my life. Unbelievable. And Captain Ryan rolled me down there one morning, and by 9 o'clock, we were completely limited plus release fishing before the three-quarter day boats had even rolled down that direction yet. We were waving at him on the way back, and Ryan wouldn't drive me to all the spots that I thought I could pull on more fish, and I really couldn't. He said, "Dad, we're done. You know we're done, don't you?" I said, "No, just one more, just one more." And it was all in my head because the body wasn't going to follow.
That is so cool, Greg.
So it was very cool. And, you know, one thing about that bluefin fishing, and we got a sample of it this year off the little boat as well, and I know we've all talked about it just – ad nauseum, but it's the most exciting thing ever. And the thing about it is, the pulling's one thing, but the visual, I'll take to my grave. We all will that have seen that. And I've looked at a couple of programs that have been filmed on it from this past season, and it just brings you right back. And anybody and everybody that got a chance just to sample that in their lifetime, just to remember when they see something like that again, or just reflect on it. It's the best thing we'll ever see in fishing, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, the visual sights of those giant bluefin crashing all around the boat and stuff like that.
Yeah, and one more highlight, and I'll leave you with this, but Ryan and I had a father and son deal on that bluefin where we came up on a foamer that was so tight, it was making sounds that I'll never forget, not just the visual, but the sounds.
That makes my skin crawl hearing that.
Oh, yeah. But then we both casted our poppers over the other side of it, and they were bouncing off their back. Clunk, 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 clunk. And we looked at each other like, we're not going to get bit. And then we got bit double. And just got pulled to the rail and jerked to the bow, like, you know, synchronized anglers getting kicked in the butt.
Nice. That's so cool, Grant.
It was very cool. I'll never forget it. And you guys have a happy new year and looking for more of the same. And thanks to all your support and everything on the show and all everything. It's all good.
Very good, Grant. Thanks a lot for calling this morning. Happy New Year.
God, that gets me fired up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I want to go catch those things right now, right?
Boy, I hope we get another chance.
All right. Well, me and Carl want to hear from you, man. We gave you our highlights. What's the Pete Gray 2016 highlight, man?
That's a tough one because I gotta say that the big highlight for me this year was getting the new boat. Okay, I sold my Davis and then I bought a 36 Pacifica, 40-year-old boat. Everybody thought absolutely crazy, including Harold Davis.
So was one
Harold Davis called me and he said, "Look," he says, "I wish there was a way you could afford to keep both boats because when you come to your senses, you'll want your old boat back." Yeah. I'm not there yet, but fortunately, I sold the Davis to a very good friend of mine, Steve, and I still get to fish on it.
Perfect.
So it's like the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. So The highlight has been that project for me, and it's been a big project.
Yeah.
It's been a big project, lots of money and lots of time and energy and a lot of support. I got to thank my good buddy Jeff Hughes, who works at Dana Landing, and he has his own company. Hughes, he has done miracle work on the engines, and he put a new generator in there for me, and he's done all kinds of projects. Just put a flow scan in there for me. Jeff is amazing. If you're looking for a great mechanic, both outboard, diesel, everything, Jeff is the man.
That's sweet.
Incredible. The problem in the marine industry, as you probably know, there's so many flakes, and I ran into so many of them. It's one in particular I'm not going to mention, but he's an electronics guy, and it's just unbelievable how difficult it is to get work done on a boat properly.
Yeah.
So when you find a gem like Jeff, that guy's awesome. You know, and
great,
there's a lot
man.
Of other ones. A guy named Warren Lukens, South Coast Marine, another guy that does incredible work and is super reliable. You want the two things hard to find, reliability and somebody that does really great work.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you
and
find that guy, they're gems.
And
you know, you've been involved, right?
And availability. You know, the problem is, just as you said, those two things don't go together very often. And when they do, everybody wants them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So then find somebody that's available is not easy, man.
Yeah,
it's not.
So those two guys, Warren from Suncoast Marine and Jeff Hughes, awesome guys. Highly recommend them.
That's cool, man. Good for you.
Utilize them. So the highlight is getting that boat ready. The frustration was all that bluefin was biting, and I kind of wasn't ready. I just wasn't dialed on the boat yet. We got out there. We caught some fish and did really well on yellowfin and stuff. Caught a lot of fish. But I just wasn't dialed in on the boat enough to really take advantage early enough on that fish one that was really biting in May and June and July and stuff like that. So that next year,
bring it on.
We're ready. So I'm really ready with that boat. So that's been the highlight for me, is really working on that boat and getting it right. It's a classic. I mean, a 36 Pacifica is probably one of the classic 36, 35 style.
No doubt, man.
Rides incredible, runs great. Very, very happy with it. But from a fishing standpoint, you did so many great trips last year. I got to call out on that Katmai Lodge trip we did in that last July. Had a lot of great trips. Three great trips to Alaska, Kingfisher Charters, Whalers Cove. I love Alaska. I love local fishing and stuff like that. The trip on the Shogun to Guadalupe was a highlight. Incredible. But Katmai Lodge was such a special place because my wife, Lolly, got to go, and we had such a great group of couples on that trip. And the fishing and the experience is just so spectacular. There's a lot, so many. It's hard to pick.
It is, yeah,
life,
no doubt.
Right? But those are kind of spread out.
That's cool, man.
Probably the most frustrating was that bluefin.
I know.
Saw so much of it, and we caught so little of it. Like, you know, and then, so I'd go out one day, and, you know, the stuff wouldn't bite, and nobody, you know, not many people caught. Ricky would go the next day, and then, oh, yeah, it really bit today. Yeah, it was really good. And then you get Doug Kern, right, who, you know, Doug works hard, and he doesn't get a lot of chance.
Hard.
But when he goes, it's like he goes on the right day. He's like, oh, yeah, we had six or something like that. It's like, yeah, man.
I got to go three times. I never got to hook up. But
never.
The visual effects.
Yeah.
Were worth
incredible.
Just the drive.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But
yep.
2016 is going to go down as a project year on the boat and some pretty epic fishing experience. No doubt about that, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. I know they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. Let's jump back into them and talk to Gus, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Gus!
Yo, guys!
Hey, good morning, Gus.
Gus!
Good morning.
I just wanted to say goodbye to 2016. Hello, 2017.
I like it.
And my personal best were two things. One was seeing Rick's picture on Western Outdoor News cover twice in a year. Man, I've been sending pictures into Western Outdoor News since the mid-'80s. Nothing. But,
well, we're going to rally for 2017 for Pat to put you on.
Yeah, I mean, I got your back, Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pete, you know, you want to catch some bluefin, Rick, take him fishing, will you?
Yeah, I tried to get him fishing on the boat. He was
busy. I'm getting tired of the whining.
Yeah.
But the other personal best was on our trip to Whaler's Cove.
Yep.
Yeah.
I landed a rockfish, a yellow-eye rockfish that weighed 17 and a half pounds.
That's a big man.
Dude,
that's awesome.
And we've had a couple of dinners off of that thing, and we're still chipping off of it.
It's the Weathers Cove was a great trip, yeah. Fantastic.
That was a great trip, and I didn't even realize, you know, the impact on that of that fish. And the captain was kind of chuckling when he netted it and brought it on board, and I said, is that a nice one?
Think about how big a 17-pound tuna is, and then build a rockfish out of that.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy, Gus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, he said that was the biggest one he had seen all year.
That's pretty cool. You going back next year to Whalers Cove?
Oh, yeah, I'm already reserved and paid, my deposit.
Attaboy. Cool, all right, Gus. Happy New Year to you, Gus, and we'll see you. Look forward to fishing with in 2017.
And when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Captain Carl from Fisherman's Landing. More of your great times, more good phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is Saturday, January 21st, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay wants to help you get ready with a great sail and seminar on Saturday, January 14th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7 with saltwater bass expert Benny Florentino, followed by the ultimate panel discussion next door at Bass Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afra Nabutin, Corey Sannon, and Jimmy Decker. Learn the best techniques for catching the big fish in the bay. Traeger Grills will be serving free pulled pork sandwiches, and Coronado Brewing will have free beer samples. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. We are talking big discounts on the tackle you need from all the top manufacturers, and several manufacturer representatives will be on hand to answer your questions. Sign up for CCA at the Dana Landing event and receive a $40 gift card free. It's like getting a free membership. It's one day only, Saturday, January 14th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the clam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.